Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock hour. Aronda Gadsden is going to join us this hour on the program. In the 4 o'clock hour, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us. We'll talk some Dolphins with him. Would you like a little Dolphins Q&A from the Sun Sentinel?
Yes.
Okay. This will be our 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And you can hear Game Day Uncensored this Sunday, beginning at 9 a.m. Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana, Omar Kelly, and the aforementioned Chris Perkins. We'll all be on talking Dolphins and Chargers leading up to a 1 p.m. kickoff. So David Fioronis and the Sun Sentinel does a Dolphins Q&A. Here's the question, and this obviously is what I think is on most Dolphins fans' mind. Any sense of or whispers of Stephen Ross doing anything? I don't know how much I can blame Mike McDaniel for the disaster of a roster that Chris Greer has built in 7 or 8 years. And having to game plan an offense for a quarterback who can't get hit. I mean, and this is what David Fioronis writes. And by the way, it's an interesting way of phrasing that question, right? That guy is phrasing the question kind of the opposite of what you were suggesting, Solana, which is everyone wants to get rid of McDaniel. This guy emailing the Sun Sentinel is really phrasing it the other way, which is, hey, Chris Greer, terrible, and Tua, too fragile. No coach could coach up an offense with that kind of fragility at the quarterback position. So here's what David Fioronis writes. The word remains that Dolphins owner Stephen Ross plans to be patient with Mike McDaniel as nothing new has come out since then. Now, that was leaked in national reports heading into the September 18th loss at Buffalo. The Dolphins were 0-2 going into that Thursday night loss. They were competitive against the Bills, defeated the Jets in week 4, then lost to Carolina, blowing the 17-point lead in an epic, embarrassing collapse. As I wrote Monday, coming off the crushing defeat, again, this is David Fioronis writing, patience could start to wear thin very soon if there's another loss to a bad team. And Fioronis says, I'm eyeballing week 7 at Cleveland. Or if there's another blowout loss, like was witnessed in the home opener against Indianapolis, as soon as this Sunday against the Chargers, even. I understand. Some only blame Greer and not McDaniel, or vice versa. But I see the two as tied at the hip and mutually responsible. Greer took over as the lead football decision maker for the franchise at the start of the rebuild in 2019. The roster appeared to be on a positive trajectory with a budding young core and winning seasons under Brian Flores in 2020 and 2021. Flores was fired, and He included the Dolphins in a large-scale lawsuit against the league, claiming racism in hiring and retention practices while alleging tanking and tampering practices by the organization. So McDaniel was then the man appointed to lead the next phase of the rebuild when Greer went all in with acquisitions of the likes of wide receiver Tyreek Hill, cornerback Jalen Ramsey, left tackle Teron Armstead, and edge rusher Bradley Chubb, and more. The 2022-23 seasons resulted in playoff appearances, but they were disappointing in the grand scheme considering the talent on the roster. The roster structure, with Greer largely guided by McDaniel, has proven flawed since. The tandem has not successfully built a strong offensive line that can stay healthy, has a young defensive line getting exposed early this season, and deploys a secondary of all new faces, including a cornerbacks unit comprised of players who were not even rostered to start training camp. If you ease up on McDaniel criticism because of the quarterback's limitations, you must also acknowledge McDaniel went to bat for him when it was time to negotiate a contract extension. They should all go down together if and when the franchise goes in a new direction, which should be with a fresh, clean slate of new minds.
I can't argue with anything David said. I'm with it. You want a chicken and egg, McDaniel and Greer and all of that stuff. He wanted a track meet. Greer gave him a track meet. The track meet didn't work. You gave money to a lot of fast people. You forgot about the fat people. You go fast, you can't get fat. Like this is what McDaniel wanted to cook, and Greer went out and got the ingredients for him, but he didn't get the best ingredients. And you have to, like you say, what would the that Flores wouldn't do? They kept using the same word. He wouldn't do it in the franchise.
Collaborative.
This is collaborative, but in collaborations, Greer has to push back some. Hey, I know you like fast people, but don't you think we need some third and short humans on this team as well? They need to collaborate like that. David said they're tied at the hip. I do agree on that. The question that I hear everybody ask is who's to blame if you rank them? Who is better at their job, Greer or McDaniel? I would say Greer's better at his job because as a head coach, you're supposed to have control of the locker room and the play caller. He put himself in that. You're supposed to call a good offense, have control of the locker room, make good decisions, have your team disciplined. We're still getting pre-snap penalties. People were coming as of last year. Nobody cared if they got fined coming late. No respect in the building. Like, and it's play calling, is it? We're not doing any of the fun stuff we used to do. We're not scoring 20, 30 points a game anymore. We're in the teens now. And he brings up another point. When Tua went down, McDaniel was a deer in headlights last year. So there's a lot. I think McDaniel, out of the big three, we call them, or the little three, because they're not very good at their job right now, Greer, McDaniel, and Tua, I think Greer is worse at his job. I think McDaniel's the worst, Greer's the second worst, and Tua's the best of the worst of those three.
But Tua being the best of the worst, doesn't McDaniel get credit for that? He was brought here with a goal, and that goal, not the only goal, but that goal was to turn Tua into a formidable quarterback in this league. He accomplished that. I would argue nobody has failed more in their time as a professional in whatever space they're doing right now than Chris Greer. Think about it. He had Brian Flores. Couldn't collaborate with him either. They couldn't win the playoffs. They couldn't make the playoffs. So he failed there. And then now with Mike McDaniel, he's failed again. And you look at his draft history, he's failed more than he's succeeded. Mike McDaniel in 4 years, two playoff appearances, and in the one season he hasn't made the playoffs, his quarterback was unavailable for 6 of 17 games. I would argue Chris Greer's failed more than Mike McDaniel.
I don't know where I stand on either of it because I think it is such a gray area as to who has failed more. So Lana makes a good point, though. Mike McDaniel got the absolute best out of Tua we had ever seen. There was a blink of an eye where we were like, that's an elite quarterback in the NFL. That had something to do with Mike McDaniel. I think bottom line, though, by David Fioronis' answer, I'm very much with him. You cannot change out one or the other. Yeah. It has to be both. And I don't know, what if it was done in phases? What if Stephen Ross, what if they do have an embarrassing loss this season? Maybe it's this Sunday. What if Stephen Ross cuts one, keeps one for the remainder of the season with the intention of getting rid of him at the end of the season? Or do you need to do it both at the same time?
Tear off the Band-Aid.
Just get rid of it all.
Tear off the Band-Aid, because either way, Chris Greer's gone. Now Mike McDaniel knows what's he going to do for the last 6 weeks of the season. You get rid of Mike McDaniel. Now, is Chris Greer draft prepping? What's he sitting around the building doing, knowing that he's on the way out? Like, just rip off the Band-Aid. And to that point, I think y'all talked me into it, honestly. I think Tua has to go, too. You have to rip that Band-Aid off like the Broncos did with Russ. If we're going to rebuild, we're going to tear it down to the ground. We're pouring foundation for the C-men again. If you get rid of the head coach, the GM, and the quarterback, a hurricane came through. Your house blew away. If we're pouring cement again, whoever's pouring that cement, let's not have any roots in the way. Let's reset it all the way.
I can't for the life of me understand why Chris Greer is still working as the general manager if the ultimate and inevitable decision will be to let him go. Because as we currently stand, if you could be finding the next wave of general manager, the next person to run this organization, they could come in and with 8, 9, 10 weeks, at the very least, observe the players that are currently rostered, realize who they want to keep, who they don't want to keep, who they believe to be talented enough to be part of the next era of Miami Dolphins football. And the longer you keep Chris Greer at the helm, to me, the more I think Chris Greer is going to skate by on this one, fellas. Chris Greer is going to skate by. He's already set the table for McDaniel to be the fall guy. And I'm very concerned with that. Because if Chris Greer is still here at the end of the season, you wasted a lot of time for somebody else, at the very least, to start the search for somebody else that could be analyzing the players currently on the team.
And I'm going to just let y'all know now. Do with what you want. If you clear house midseason and players know they're playing, like they're on a 3-month tryout, these games are going to start getting ugly. Guys are going to get selfish. They're not going to be locked in like, oh, we have to gung-ho, go to the playoffs. They're going to be trying to get their stats up because they know that they can get their ass shipped out of here.
They're playing for themselves instead of for the team.
Hawk, this new GM, when he walks, let's say his name is Willie Jackson. When Willie walks down in the locker room, he's not walking around finding his guys. He's walking around finding guys to get rid of. He's walking around finding guys that he can replace because I'm taking over this team midseason because y'all couldn't win no damn games. I'm not keeping all y'all bastards around.
Well, to all of them playing for the team got them a loss in Carolina after a 17-point lead, so who cares? Just,
it's going to get ugly if this happens.
Bro, you've won one game. You've avoided the absolute pits or the depths of the NFL world, which is not winning a game. So you've already avoided it. Who cares the rest of the way? I know this is doom and gloom stuff, and I know we try to stay away from that. I realize that. But, guys, we're literally at the point where Crowder's saying, get rid of all three. Your quarterback, your head coach, your general manager. Everybody seems to be in agreement. The three most important pillars of your organization need to be replaced. Shouldn't we now be saying, hey, 1-16 is probably the best case scenario for this team.
Yeah, no. But how are you going to accomplish that?
I'm not saying you accomplish. I'm just saying, like, that's kind of the best case scenario
I mean, that's always obviously that yin and yang thing of being a fan of a team, knowing that doing worse is going to be beneficial in the long run, but then you're going – it's – like, that to me is that impossible equation that fans are always asked to come up with. You know, the Marlins ask it of their fans almost every season. And it's untenable. It is, literally. But they are constantly asking you, hey, go through the pain right now because we're going to be better later on. I would submit to you this, if you did want to keep Chris Greer, they're really just a backup quarterback away, in my opinion.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right, let's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Joe Flacco is going to start at Green Bay on Sunday. Zach Taylor already
confirmed.
You
don't know what the line is on that game? Have any guesses? Don't look. I haven't looked either, so.
Green Bay at home. Green Bay at home.
I believe I picked Green Bay in this suicide pool that inexplicably I'm still alive in week 6. This is so beyond my realm of believability.
12.
Alana?
No. I'm sorry. Packers minus 8.5.
Packers right now are a 14-point favorite.
What?
I mean, the Bengals are terrible, and you're expecting Joe Flacco in less than a week to, like, I don't understand the logic. I mean, I understand the logic of not playing whatever crappy quarterback they were playing. Yeah. Who were they playing? What
Jake
was that
Browning.
Guy's name?
Browning.
Jake Browning. Jake Browning.
They had Mike White on the practice squad. They didn't elevate him.
They cut him.
They cut him, yeah. They went out and got Joe Flacco. But to start Flacco the week that you get him, to me, is pretty shocking.
And Ripien.
They Mark kept Ripien. They Brett Ripien.
Brett Ripien over Mike White. And look at that quarterback room. That's some talent. Joe Flacco, Ripien.
Over under on Joe Flacco passing yards.
206?
Bro, what are we doing here? It's Joe Flacco. Guy can sling it. He's got Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. 259.5.
It's 206, exactly what Crowder said.
Solana,
He is Crowder. 46 years old.
You're giving a little extra credit here to Joe Flacco for some reason. I know he had a couple good games last season, but you're doing something here.
Good games, didn't he? A couple good games. Bro, Joe Flacco 2 seasons ago took the Browns to the playoffs, didn't he? Am I misremembering here? And last year,
I believe he did.
Yeah, and last year Joe Flacco didn't have elite weapons. You give this guy Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
The same elite weapons that Jake Browning had.
Jake Browning doesn't have a rocket like Flacco does.
A rocket.
We're talking about Super Bowl champion Joe Flacco, Crowder. Come on.
4 games this year, 2 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Got benched for the little bitty Dillon Gabriel, who's not that good. Shedeur Sanders is going to start, so he's going to start against the Dolphins. Joe Flacco is older than me, Solana. He's literally, this is not even joking.
I don't think Joe Flacco finishes the game. That's my guess, is he does not finish this game. You heard Gelb talk about their offensive line. Like, I don't think Flacco finishes the game. But I think he gets banged
injured?
Up.
Like, you think he gets
injured? Yeah. No, not pulled. No. If they weren't pulling Jake Browning, they ain't pulling Joe Flacco.
Bad offensive line, and there's a young man by the name of Micah Parsons on the other side.
Good luck.
Who nobody can block.
Tua or Joe Flacco?
Flacco. Browning.
By the way, Hawk.
Watching Jimmy Butler on ESPN right now.
You saw, he said he's going to retire as a Warrior?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, Jimmy.
Hawk, you asked why the Dolphins were getting some action ahead of their game Sunday against the Chargers. Crowder brought up a very good point yesterday. The Chargers running back situation is just really, really bad. Omarion Hampton, by the way, was officially placed on the IR. Najee Harris, we know he's out for the season. Here are the Chargers running backs. This is listed on their depth chart. Hassan Haskins and Kamani Vidal.
Hassan Haskins, pick him up in fantasy.
300 yards combined. Easy.
Cut him loose.
And, Hawk, we know that their offensive line situation, they lost their 2 starting tackles this year. I'm going to read you something here. Their left tackle is ranked 69th out of 72 tackles in the NFL this season. Nice. That's Austin Deculus, who's listed as their 4th tackle on their depth chart. Their starting center is 33rd out of 35th ranked at the center position. That's Bradley Bozeman. Their right guard, he's ranked 66th out of 78 guards. Mekhi Becton. And then their starting right tackle, again, he's only starting because of all the injuries. His name is Trey Pipkins III. Is 61st, ranked 61st out of 72 tackles. Their offensive line might be worse than the Dolphins.
You want to tell him or me? Because you lost me and Crowder both with Mekhi Becton.
Mekhi Becton. You're Mekhi Becton with
nah,
a J.
I don't.
We both just stared at each other like, because you were making great points, and then all of a sudden you said Mekhi Becton.
I thought you were going to tell me I was reading the wrong offensive line, that it wasn't the Chargers. I'm like, oh, no.
You want to guess the over-under on Tua and Justin Herbert passing yards for Sunday?
Oh, they're up there. Both around 240.
Nah, I'd say Tua is a little bit lower. 220 and a half?
Yeah. Tua is 221 and a half.
Yeah.
And Herbert is 247 and a half. I mean, Tua dominates Justin Herbert, though. I mean, what are we doing here?
He doesn't really.
Does he? They're one and one against each other.
And I think 1-0 most recently. You only used the last one, right?
No, I think Justin Herbert won the most recent one.
Damn.
Yeah. I was looking at some numbers and some stats because we talked about this a couple of days ago, and I was like, nah, Tua got Herbert. The numbers don't bear it out.
One of the best Tua games ever, week 1, 2023, in L.A. to start the season. That was one of Tua's best games of all time.
It was Tua's MVP season. Yeah. We will never forget 2023 Tua.
That was his ceiling.
Was that his ceiling?
I don't even want to think about it, but I think it might have been.
Was that his ceiling? What was different about that team? Other than Mike McDaniel was fresh.
Yep.
Right? Was that Mike McDaniel's first season?
No. That was his second
season?
Mike McDaniel's second season, 2023. By the way, Tua's 2-1. I forgot. He played him in 2020 as well, I believe. And the Dolphins won that game.
I think they're 1-1. I thought they were 1-1 heads up.
2020, week 10. Herbert wins.
I'll double check. I'll double check. But
2023 Tua, though, what was different?
The
receivers were the same, right?
It was the scheme. It was the whirling dervish. Yeah. It was the
shovel.
You didn't
know what was coming, and you didn't know how to deal with all that motion.
The shovel passes, the motion, the reverses, the flea flickers, the stuff that you like, the stuff that I don't like, that I want them to do again. Like, that's what it was. It was the difference. It was the switch up. It was the change up. It was the curveball. It was the spitter. It was whatever you want to call it. It was a something
Roll
different
the spitter.
That teams haven't seen. We don't do that anymore. We're running the same plays everybody else runs. McDaniel is just vanilla now. I don't know why, but we don't do anything to catch them off guard. Nothing. They call it stealing a play. Go steal a play. Go steal 60 yards. Go do something, create double reverse pass to steal a touchdown. The Philly special, like that kind of stuff. We used to do that in 2023. We don't do any of that now.
Bro, the difference was that they could run the football and their defense was really good.
Well, so who was the offensive line in 2023?
Why were they able to run the ball? Patrick Paul. I'm sorry, not Patrick Paul.
No, Patrick Paul wasn't there yet.
I'm sorry. Who did Patrick Paul replace? I'm drawing a blank here. Tron Armstead. I mean, Connor Williams was starting. Austin Jackson was the healthiest he had ever been that season. Like, it was significantly better. Significantly.
Anyone else you're forgetting?
Liam?
Liam didn't start that year.
Liam Eichenberg.
Liam Eichenberg did not start.
Anyone else you're forgetting? Mm-hmm. We miss you, King. Mm-mm. We miss you.
But Raheem Mostert, Crowder, Raheem Mostert had a 1,000-yard season, and he had the most touchdowns for a running back in Dolphins history. Devon Achane was a rookie.
Why? Was it all Raheem Mostert, or was that O-line that good?
That wasn't a Pro Bowl offensive line.
No.
Because we were dictating the game to defenses. They didn't know if we were running. They didn't know. Raheem Mostert's not going to the Hall of Fame, fellas. He had a hell of a set. I think he led the NFL in rushing.
He was Rico Dowdle for an entire season.
Yeah, but Raheem could play, but he wasn't like that. We had defenses on their heels. They didn't know where they would come. The resets, the motions, the flipovers, the double tight ends running. That's when they started that little fast jet motion with Tyreek flying out of the backfield and nobody could bump it. Nobody could press him at the line. It looked different. It looks nothing like the 2023 offense right now.
It doesn't. And you've got, remember Xavier Howard talking about before when they were playing the Dolphins, like, hey, we know how to shut them down.
Pack the paint. They're not throwing outside.
Just looking at the Dolphins depth chart in 2023. Oh, what a time, man. What a time. No joke, though.
We look back on it like the big 3-year era for the Heat.
Your starting line, Tron Armstead, Liam Eichenberg, Connor Williams, Robert Hunt, Austin Jackson, and then defensively, Christian Wilkins, Raekwon Davis, Zach Sealer, Jalen Phillips, Emmanuel Ogba, Andrew Van Ginkel, Bradley Chubb.
Hungry Zach Sealer and a hungry Andrew Van Ginkel.
Jerome Baker, David Long Jr., Xavier Howard, Kader Kohu.
How did they not win the Super Bowl?
Javon Holland, Brandon Jones.
All right, anything else in the headlines? I don't have time for OG.
They were a Riley Patterson away. Panthers improved to 1-0. They got the banner up and they won last night. They're back on the ice tomorrow. The Heat play the Spurs preseason action at 7:30 tonight. Your weather sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Hot, humid. That's your weather.
Oronde Gadsden, father of Oronde Gadsden II, who will be suiting up against our Dolphins on Sunday. OG joins us in the next segment.
If y'all love delicious food, get it from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They've been blessing us since 1951 in the Hollywood, Florida area. They have the best selection. They have best prices. Beat all the big grocers. The prices are amazing. The freshest food. They've been down here so long, they got all the hookups with all the distributors. Come on, man. You got to go to Delaware for your lamb, your beef, your veal, your pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison, crabs, clams, oysters. Oh, my goodness. The prepared food, the burgers, the sandwiches. The fried chicken, the roasted chicken with oven fried chicken is delicious. The sides are made in-house daily and fresh, and the dips. The buffalo chicken dip is off the chain, but that smoked fish dip, smoked tuna dip is the best fish dip you've ever tasted in your life. I'm telling you, grab some of that. Go to DelawareChicken.com. I can go on forever. DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu. When you know what you want, call them in advance. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. They have it packaged already when you get there. Curbside delivery is available. They'll bring it out to the car because all my man Jose, the owner, wants to do. His amazing staff, awesome staff. They've been there for 20-plus years, too. I know all the guys. They want to get delicious food back to your tailgate, your watch party, family dinners, romantic dinners, birthday parties, Christmas. Hell, if you're eating by yourself, get it from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and that meal will be better. And October 15th is the countdown. Stone crab season is here. I can't wait. They have the best stone crabs, too. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, grab your Crowder powder now. They have all three blends, and tell them Crowder sent you.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua. Ron.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Monday knows how to party. Crowder knows how to party.
OG got me.
OG can party better than you back in the day?
Man, OG can got me now. When I was back, OG goes now.
But you were like fight in the club guy, shirt off in the club guy. I feel like OG was more of like a low-key partier. I feel like OG could go four nights in a row without sleep.
Four? A week?
Longer than four nights? Well, let's bring him on. Rondé Gadsden. Before we talk football, I remind you, best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Rondé Gadsden's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He'll be watching Dolphins Chargers at the stadium Sunday. I'm assuming rooting for the Chargers because of his son. I don't think it's going to be one of these split loyalty things, is it, Rondé?
No, sir.
Yeah. And that makes sense. That makes sense. It's your son. Oh, could you party for 4 weeks straight, as Crowder is alleging?
4 weeks? No, not four weeks. I probably used to, you know, back in the day, we probably could go 4 days for sure. And it was, you know, it wasn't camera phones and all that back then. So it was real cool. you could do it, but you're right. I'm kind of laid back. I'm the Venus flytrap type dude. I'm a stand on there in the corner by the wall and my leg up on the wall and just stand there with a drink. I ain't bother nobody, but if you come by me, I'm gonna get you. You know what I mean? Like that idea.
Like you're gonna get snared by the Venus flytrap when you least expect it. Right. Like Crowder, I picture you doing keg stands and double fisting bottles of beer or whatever, and I picture OG kind of off to the side sipping on something cool, like sipping on not hammering beers, sipping on something cool.
No.
And just like, but never fading. Like, dude never fades. Yeah. Sips. He's drinking all night long, partying all that, but he never fades.
That's me.
OG's a Venus flytrap. I'm a hyena.
I'm Tasmanian devil.
I'm not waiting for him to come to me, OG. I'm going to get him.
I know you're going to get him. I know you are.
Let's talk a little football. How's it feel knowing that on Sunday you're going to watch your son, Rondé Gadsden II, take the field as an NFL tight end, the same field that you used to catch passes, you know, from Dan Marino on?
You know, this is going to be exciting. It's a great feeling, but you know, a little nerve-wracking, you know what I mean? You obviously want him to do good. I was more confident 3 weeks ago, but now it's like, you know, kind of in the same boat. But I'm excited for him, you know, excited for him to come back and play where he came and watched games. He was, you know, lugged around. Maybe a few times he didn't want to go, but the team is going to be pretty nice. They already told me my alumni suite passes were revoked because I told them I was wearing the opponent's jersey. They didn't take kindly to that. Nothing else I can do is you know, out of 1 week, I'm a not be pulling for the Dolphins. So that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Hey, OG, you had to turn off them notifications, brother, because I know people hitting you up for tickets.
Yeah, man. You know what's odd about it now is it's funny. Like, you know, obviously when we played, you know, people asked for tickets and that wasn't the problem. But now, you know what I'm saying? We probably have, you know, between 30 and 35 people come, you know, a lot of people driving down from Charleston. What's funny now is you get the tickets, right? Like, because obviously I'm pulled into the fray because nobody wants a Rondé's tickets because they charge the tickets. They'll be by the clouds, right? And so I can probably get better seating, and that's fine. So, you get the names, you get the numbers, you get everybody like, yo, you know, Cash App me, Zelle me, whatever. But the issue now is people like, yo, thanks for the tickets. Did that ticket come with a parking pass? What?
Oh, my God. 100% of the time for any tickets I get, yeah, anybody. Like, do you know Jimmy? When I used to – and by the way, OG, I've got terrible news to share with you. We no longer have a suite at the Panthers game.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
looks like I'm sharing that with Solana at the same time as well.
What?
Yeah, the station no longer has a suite at the Panthers game.
Why?
Sometimes success does great things, and also there's collateral damage when there's success by an organization.
Right.
And we no longer have a suite.
Buying them up, right?
I hate to break that type. But there was a time where I would ask Jimmy, hey, do you want to sit in the suite with me for the Panthers game? And before I could get that question out, he would say, do you have parking? That's all anybody wants nowadays is parking.
Right. Like, thanks for the
ticket. I never did that.
Price come with. But listen. Like, I mean, when you go to Ticketmaster or StubHub and buy, do they just say, hey, I'm going to throw in a parking pass? No. No one says that. Who says that? You know, why got to throw in a parking pass? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got you the two tickets. You know what I'm saying? At $88. Like, what else you want from me? Like, parking pass costs $88. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
why they want the parking pass. That's exactly why.
I'll get the tickets on my own. Could you give me black or maroon? Oh, okay. All right. Relax.
I'll tell you what, man. I don't even need tickets to an event. If you can get me that black parking, I'll just park, and then I'll leave right as the game. I just want to pull into that black parking lot. I got that once in my life. I felt like I was flying on Air Force One, man.
Oh, man, yeah. That's crazy. So, yeah. But it's going to be exciting. A little tidbit, I did tell him. Not sure he's going to do it, but, you know, listen, I said it'd be cool if you walked into the stadium wearing that 13. That'd be sweet. But I don't know.
No chance.
That would be cool, though. That would be on SportsCenter paying homage to his dad's quarterback.
That'd be sweet.
Yes.
And his teammates would jump him at the hotel.
Yeah, but Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning, I can't get jumped in.
You know. Well, shout out to Dad's friend.
Yeah, come on, man.
Hey, and let me tell you something. You want to get parking passes, take care of Uncle Dan. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Charles is not even playing the Dolphins. Dolphins playing New England. Ronda got a parking pass. What? I'm going to be there.
Somebody puts in on the chat, do you think if Oronde the second were to score a touchdown, he might do the OG celebration?
Look, man, I'm not thrusting that upon him. He says he has something, you know, it hasn't happened yet, but that'd be, you know, that might shed a tear. I might get a tear out of that. That might shed a tear.
If he did the O and the G. Oh my God, man.
If he caught a touchdown, period, his first touchdown in Dolphin Stadium with the Dolphin Camp and other, you know, in game. Oh man, that'd be sweet. But dude, let's just catch some passes. How about win the game? How about that?
OG, I don't know if you know, like, that you play in the league and your son now plays in the league. It's pretty cool to me, man. Like you said, I've known him. I get nostalgic when you start talking about little OG. Is he changing? Are you seeing him change as he become? Like, he's really becoming a man now. He got a job. He's making millions. Are you seeing him progress into a different person, even though it's been like a month and a half?
Yeah, kind of. You know, I think it's probably me, you know, loosening the reins. You know, I don't have to do, you know, like in Syracuse, I used to send texts every day before the game, night before the game. And, you know, I think he's understanding what it takes to be, you know, in that position. So, you know, socially and, you know, off the field, probably not so much. You know, I'm not out there with him, obviously. But, you know, as a football player, I have seen the changes. And it's partly because he's been thrusted into that position. You know what I mean? Like, coming in, I was excited. Like, hey, you know, the best thing about going out there, you know, is you got a quarterback and a coach that's not going anywhere for, you know, 5-6 years. So that's good, right? They got a solid combination. They're not, you know, like, if he don't win, like, come on. So that was happy about that. And he had Will Disley and Conklin right in front of him. Like, yo, just go in there and talk to those guys. You know, I told him the first week, hey, you were inactive. So on on the off day, go in there, you might see, you know, Keenan Allen, hey, you know, Mr. Allen, how have you been in the league 13 years? How you know, blah, blah, blah. Try to get some gems, some tidbits, and, hey, you know, study the guy. You know, you're going up against Brian Burns. You know, that spin move is coming. You know, sit back. Like, you know what I mean? But when you talk to him, you know, because he has been playing and now, you know, he started the last two games, like, because Disley's been hurt, I think, you know, he understands, like, what I have to do. And, you know, like, you know, come on, Dad, with the text, bro. Come on, you know, slow down with the, you know, keep, you know, no down and distance. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, go north and south. Don't catch the ball and go west. You know, get 2 feet inbound. Like, bro, relax with all that.
And
you know
I'm suiting up with Justin Herbert. I got Harbaugh as my coach. Like, I got this at this point. Yeah.
So I think that part of the game, he's a little bit ahead of where, you know, I thought he would be, but it's because he's been in there now, you know, like last week, like, you know, obviously everybody on the O-line, you know, falling down like flies. But, you know, like what I'm supposed to say, I'm looking at the TV and like, bro, that's, you know, I'm trying to tell him through the TV, though, 24, that's Von Miller. Like, you got to sit back. Like, if you reach, he going to teach. You know what I mean? Like, yo, just sit back and wait. Like, and he got ragdolled one time. I mean, his head snapped back. They locked up together, and Von two-gapped him, like, bah, bah, his head. Like, whoa, wait a minute. But that's, you know, it's Von Miller. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so that's, you know, yeah. So I think he's learning how to do it and how to be a player, and I'm excited about that.
Hey, OG, quickly, what about living in L.A.? Because he's been out there now, what? He went out there late June for camp? Does he like – because grew up in South Florida, then went up to Syracuse, and now gets to go be in L.A., be out on the West Coast, which I don't think he ever lived out on the West Coast. How is he liking that?
You know, he's a gym rat. Not a big deal to him. It's, you know, the shock is just like all of our, you know, player shock is like, you know, that check changed when you in LA and when you in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to the rest of it? You know, like, other than that, I think he kind of got it under control. I think he knows the difference, you know, like, he lives in El Segundo, so don't go down to Crenshaw. You got no reason down there. You know what I mean? Stay out in your part of town. Like, you know, I think he got that down packed.
You don't want to butt heads with Doughboy out in Crenshaw?
Doughboy. Right,
nah. You know, so I think he got himself together. But I don't think he's, you know, like I said, being from South Florida, like, you know, there's no big deal to him. You know, he's seen all the stuff, you know, he, all right, y'all got cars and girls and, you know, night. Okay. We got the same thing.
Check, check. All right.
check. Yeah. I'm in. Yeah, water. All right. I got it. You know what I mean? So.
I'm a young NFL player. Check. All right, here we go.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's the biggest deal. You know, you're 21 playing football for money. That is probably, you know, like, whoa, all right, wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah, OG, he stays, you know, in the gym, huh? That's where he is on Fridays, in the gym.
Yeah, you know.
OG, he has blue eyes, and he's 6'6", and he has abs. He ain't in no damn gym. Yeah,
he picked up the Venus flytrap vibes as well.
Yeah. No, I think he got that down pack. He probably got down pack better than me. You know what I mean? But, you know, he got a little bit more honey than I had. They coming. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in training camp, he got people at the fence. Like, how y'all know him? Like, we've seen him. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have too many people at the fence. You know what I'm saying?
Third round pick, he got fence people. Yeah.
Yeah, he got fence people. He got fence people as a rookie? Whoa. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming out the league, I have no fence people. You know what I'm saying? You don't get fence people from the Arena League. You don't get no fence people.
All right, Aronde, we love you. We're rooting for your son on Sunday. We're rooting for the Dolphins, but we're rooting for OG the second of a big game.
For sure, man. Thanks. I appreciate it.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm going to flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.